Our epistle for this Feast of All Saints is taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 7, verses 2 through 12. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels who had it in their power to harm the earth and the sea, saying, Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 sealed, out of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000. Of the tribe of Aser, 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 sealed. After this I saw a great multitude, which no man could number, out of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and with palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God, who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing round about the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. At that time Jesus, seeing the crowds, went up the mountain. And when he was seated, his disciples came to him, and opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the earth. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are they who suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men reproach you and persecute you, and speaking falsely, say all manner of evil against you for my sake. Rejoice and exult, because your reward is great in heaven. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today we celebrate all those who have made it to heaven. Those that we know of and those that we don't know of. That great number that we read of in the book of the Apocalypse. We honor them in that they had made the right choice. They made good use of their time. And when their time came to an end, they had passed the test, this test called life. In honoring these holy men and women, we must also consider ourselves, and that we're called to become a part of that number. The whole purpose why we were created. When we study our catechism, and we should study it all the time, review it often. If you haven't done so, perhaps for a few years, you should pick it up. And you start at the beginning, and why did God make me? God made me to show forth his goodness and to be forever happy with him in heaven. That's the purpose of my life. It doesn't matter what else I accomplish in life. If I don't make it to heaven, then it's a waste of time. Now, to become a saint, we make this pretty complicated. And it's not really that complicated. It's quite simple, actually. But simplicity does not mean easy. It means consistent. We have to be consistent with this recipe. In today's gospel, Christ gives us that recipe. The first element that's necessary to be his true followers and to follow him through life and to get to heaven. The very first of the eight Beatitudes should be a reminder to us of this recipe. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Far too often people read through this and we just kind of skim over it and go to the next one. The other ones, they seem to make more sense to us. However, they don't make full sense unless we consider the first one. The reason why Christ put it first, there is a reason. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What is our Lord talking about here? He's talking about those that are selfish and those who are selfless. Poor in spirit means that we put self aside. The selfish man cannot have that part with God which he could. Because when there's a selfishness there, there's a pride there. When there's a pride there, God's not there. Christ says, "Learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart." Only he could say that because he was God who became man. Almighty God becomes a little bitty man. And not just that, but he even diminishes himself further in order so that we can receive him in Holy Communion. Hides his divinity and his humanity under the species of bread and wine. Why? A demonstration of love, also of humility, and of that first ingredient necessary for us to become the saint which we were called to become. Selfless. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow me. You will not take up your cross, or you will not take up your cross properly, if you are not selfless. The selfish man is one who likes to take scripture and twist it and put it to his own thing, or just ignore it and don't consider it to be the word of God. What a tragedy. Because what do they offer? What do they sacrifice? They sacrifice that which is offered to them. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's the selfless man who knows that the first place that he looks in at the beginning of each day is within himself, knowing that he's a temple of God and that God exists in his soul. That's the kingdom of God. That's the beginning. Far too often we consider the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven as up there after life with the angels. That's not so. The kingdom of heaven is wherever God is, wherever he is. That's why the church is a place of reverence, and that's why we are holy. I've been thinking about this, especially approaching the Feast of All Saints. You know, the divine praises that we pray as we are concluding benediction, the very last one, it says, "Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints." What is this a reminder of? It's a reminder of our purpose. It's a reminder of our value. Because God is in us, is one with us. Not just with us like he was when he was present on the earth, but with us intimately in our heart and in our soul. That is the kingdom of heaven. And with these things in mind, as we celebrate and we honor the saints who have made it, let us consider our calling. Let us see if we can do anything better in order to appreciate these gifts that God has given to us, especially the gift of Himself, not just with us, but within us. All the holy saints of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.